World Service in London.
Hello, Antarctica.
This is the British Antarctic Survey Midwinter Broadcast. I'm Martin Redfern. Here in the Cambridge headquarters of BASS are also Base Commander Pat Power and Peter Ganchakovsky, BASS Head of Human Resources. Hello to you both.
Hello.
Hello.
And for anyone chancing on this programme who's not frozen in the dark, welcome to you too, to this special production for a guaranteed audience of 42. The hardy men and women, scientists and support staff who are stranded in the long dark night of the Antarctic winter, keeping four British bases there running until sunshine and supplies return. Over the next half hour, we'll have your music requests, along with messages for you all from family and friends, and some surprise guests. Can you guess who this friend is?
I do feel for you out there in the midwinter.
Virtual prizes if you can guess that one. And people have different hobbies to while away the long winter among the penguins. Scrabble?
Knitting?
Or perhaps ornithology? Birds. Just as well if the four of you marooned on Bird Island agree with that. Now, Pat, you've been at the Halley base for several winters. What's it like? How important is this midwinter celebration?
This midwinter celebration is very important to everyone down south. It comes at a time when we're in the darkest, coldest period, and the wind's reasonably 60 to 70 knots down at Halley. People can't really get outside because of conditions. So when they hear their family and friends back home, it gives everyone a massive lift. And something that, after wintering three times myself, we all sit around in front of the little radio console and listen every year, and it's one of the highlights of Midwinter's Day.
Excellent. Well, we're very pleased to share that. And Peter, BASS itself has been through a long, dark winter, hasn't it? How are things this year?
Well, I'm pleased to say that things are rather more positive than they've been over recent years, and that we have a more certain and secure future, I think, in terms of our operations and activities.
So, on with the show. And first, King Edward Point in South Georgia. I hope you're not feeling under pressure. Actually, you gave us a choice of music, and we couldn't get the Queen to come and sing along with that, so we thought Calvin Harris's lyrics would suit your messages better.
I feel so close to you right now, it's a force field.
This is a message for our daughter, Sue Gregory. Hi, Sue. A message from Mum and Dad back home in Sheffield. Wishing you and your friends a fantastic Midwinter's Day on KEP. What's on the menu? You've probably been baking already. We love and miss you very much and cannot wait for your return, hopefully before Christmas. Sending all our love and greetings to from the Barnsley clan. Alan, Dave, Tom, Hannah and little Zoe. Bye!
Bye.
Richard Anderson at King Edward Point from the Duston family. Happy Midwinter Day, and looking forward to having you on for Christmas.
Hello, Ellie. Hello, Ellie. Love to your son. Bye, Si.
All the best, Ellie. See you soon. Hi, Uncle Ernie. I can guess you're looking forward to coming back somewhere a bit warmer there. See you soon, Ellie. Best wishes.
This is a message for Daniel Johnston.
Greetings, Daniel, from Virginia, where it's midsummer and very hot. So getting ready to leave for Cape Cod. The Seals will miss you serving at Whitecrest. Hope you're having a fun solstice. Are you playing your tin whistle and ukulele?
Lots of love from Sarah Jane, niece, and the rest of the family, all following your amazing photo journal. We miss you, but know you're having the experience of a lifetime.
Love, Mum and Dad.
Hi, Hazel. This is Mum.
And Dad.
We just want to wish you well for the celebration and hope you have a lovely time.
Hope all goes well and you enjoy everything, including the swim.
Take care, love. Bye now.
Bye, Hazel. It's your boy. Miss you, mate. Hope you keep you warm. And don't forget to bring back a penguin. Okay, lots of love. Bye-bye.
This is a message for Elutra or Ella Dubois.
Hello, Ella, my darling. We'll be thinking of you very much today, as we do every day. I hope you have a wonderful celebration. We can't wait to have you back in the winter. To send you a very big hug and a big kiss. All my love, my darling, from Mum.
Hearing your adventures and impressions is a huge pleasure. Lots of love, Anne.
Hi, Ella. I'm going really fast, and hopefully I'll be following you and you again. This is loads. Lots of love from your daughter, Buck. I'm not the lovely person.
Hi, this is a message for Paula O'Sullivan. Hi, Paula, happy midwinter day. It's your fourth one that you're celebrating down below. We miss you and we're all so proud of you. And we'll be looking forward to seeing you in September. Have a fabulous day, babe. Love to everybody down there. And take care. See you soon. That's the old man.
Hello there. How are things with you? I hope you're all well down there. Have a lovely midwinter day. I'm really looking forward to seeing you home. And enjoy the rest of your tour. Fabulous. Love you loads, Dad.
Hi, Paula. Anna here. Wish you a very happy day with the day. I love you, chicken. God bless you. Bye-bye.
There's no stopping us right now.
And Peter, any emails for King Edward Point?
Yes, indeed. There's one for Joe Corner. Hi, Joe. We'll be thinking of you during your midwinter celebrations. Take care of yourself and enjoy the day. Looking forward to having you home. Lots of love from Mum, Dad, Eve, Amy, Ray, Nana and Opa. And a message for all Rod Stratton. Lots of love and best wishes from Mum, Dad, Jane, Ewan, Callum, Lewis and Molly. Looking forward to seeing you when you get back.
Now a word from a special Polar fan.
Hello, this is Darren Brown. I'm very flattered to hear that somebody out there likes my work, so I'm just calling up to say hello and hope you're having fun midwinter celebrations. Clearly what you're doing out there is so brave and dedicated and a genuine use of the world thing that I just find massively inspiring. And thinking of you, I hope you're having an extraordinary time and loads of love to be back here. I'm currently in London and the weather actually is really, really warm. Anyway, bye. Love to talk to you. Bye.
Magic. Well, Darren Brown may be finding it hot, but most of us have been complaining of the cold in the UK this spring, or summer as it's now supposed to be. It's only slightly colder in South Georgia and Bird Island, not much below freezing even in Rotherham. But the folk at Cowley have had it a bit tougher. Minus 16 last time I checked, but with a bitter wind. I'd think twice about that midwinter streak if I were you. But Pat, they're at least better protected this year, I think.
Yeah, in terms of Alley 6 has just opened now, where it's a brand new state-of-the-art station, and it's very comfortable down there. It's a great piece of architecture. It does look like a space station.
Well, I hope it's holding up to the wind. And we've got some nice heartwarming messages here, accompanied by 9-inch nails. I guess until the sun returns, every day is the same.
Jonathan Smith at Halliby. Hi, Jonathan.
Hope you're fine and enjoying it down there.
It must be a good experience. I wish I could see it. Take care, love, Dad and Mum, and Janine.
This message is for Christoph Lambrasser at Politik. Hello, Christoph. Deine Eltern wünschen dir für die Zukunft wieder mehr Sonnenschein und viele interessante Stunden für die zweite Halbzeit in der Antarktis. Stefan, Judith und Samuel sind sehr oft in Gedanken bei dir und sie wünschen dir weiterhin viel Energie und Humor.
Wenn du wieder daheim bist, warte die Baustelle und das Baby von Martina und Dominik auf dich. Wir freuen uns schon alle sehr auf ein Wiedersehen mit dir.
This is a message for Dr. James Townsend.
Hi, James. The very dark days will soon be over. So polish your sunglasses in readiness. Cheers. We think of you every day. I'm pressing the right one.
I always look forward to your photographs and the very interesting commentary. Love and best wishes for Midwinter's Day.
We've had the pictures. You've got the t-shirt. Now all we need is you back home safely.
Jimbo, all I've got to say is get rid of that beard.
A message from Isabel and Alex Insulando to her uncle Jonas Ekstedt.
Hey Jonas, det är
väl... Okej, hoppas du har just en bra mjuk om här. Vi saknar dig nästan mycket och längtar till sin del. Alla hälsar så mycket. Mamma och Thomas, mormor och vän, morfar och Erik. Fritsen, tack så hemskt mycket för ballongen du fick upp på min födelsedag.
I alla fall, ha det bra.
Hej då.
Hi, this is a message from Matt Gallow.
Hi, Marcus. We hope you're well. And we're missing you a lot.
And we can't wait to see you again soon. The other thing that me and Lucy are doing, we're doing up with Simon Sam today. And it's Father's Day. And we've also been for a ride on a choo-choo train at the Walton Windmill. And we can't wait to see you again soon and hear all about it. We love you lots and lots. Love Nikki, Gary and Luke. Bye.
Hi. I'm speaking for Nick Gregory. I'm his father at the moment. And just to update him, things are pretty rough with the weather, and I've done his painting set up for him, and I hope everything will work out for him at the moment. I wish him all the best for a really good midwinter, and I hope things aren't too cold. All the best. Cheers now.
Hi, this message is for Ian Hay. This is from his sister Janet Hay. Hi Ian, greetings from a very hot and humid Florida. Can't imagine how cold it must be there at Holly. Have a fantastic birthday on June 30th and enjoy every day. Days slowly get longer.
Midwinter message for Hamish at Holly.
Hello Hamish.
Put our book down while we're speaking to you. The last time I was on the World Service, I was singing. I weren't embarrassed with my Titanic song.
Love hearing you on the phone. Your photos and blog were enjoyed by many.
Your bike is gathering dust in the shed though.
Hope to try it out before you get back.
Hey Rich, you always like to do things the exciting way. But couldn't you have come up with something a little less drastic for getting the student loan paid off? I'm only joking. You're very special to us, Hamish. We love you and miss you. Get someone there to give you a big hug on our behalf. Lots of love from us all. Mum,
Dad,
Amy,
Jonathan and Callum.
And Pat and Peter, some emails for Hallie.
This is a message for Hugo Phil.
Dear Hugo,
you are isolated apart from us, but in thought we are with you. We're celebrating today the Antarctic midwinter. We, meaning Dina, Alexander, Maureen, Christina and your father, wishing you, the whole team and your home, the Hallie base, all the best, a good continuation and well-being. Let's hope that Antarctica's singular beauty will not be touched by the effects degrading its environment. Again, greetings from us all. With love, Walter Jube.
And I'd like to send a greeting to Agnieszka Frykowska. She's base commander on one of the stations, and she's ahead of hopping from one station to another, so it's hard to keep track. I do wish her all the best and a lot of health, with good sense of humour and very big smile. That beautiful smiling face must get her out of a lot of trouble. It did with me. All the best from your dispersed family. With lots of love, Mum and the rest of the family.
A message for Jimmy Hendry at Halley Research Station. All the best, lots of love from everyone at home. Take care and see you soon. Here's one for Paul Thomas from his parents. Hello, Paul. Midwinter's greetings from your nan, all the way down to Little Heaven. We all enjoy the photos and comments on your Facebook page. Nick Carter is really proud of you. You surpassed expectations, and that's rare. Andy, Jay, and Mel eagerly await the Penguins. Andy B and John Bland look forward to more updates as the expedition continues. Andy J wants to know if you're eating your vegetables. As likely as Andy running a marathon, I would have thought. Lots of love. See you next year.
And I have a message for Andrew Goldie. All your friends in Manningtree keep asking how you are. I hope you're getting on fine. Hope your Scottish friend is getting on okay as well. All the best. Don't forget where you live and when you come home. Godfrey Halls.
I would like to send a message to my son, Mark L. Here it goes. Hi, doll. All hoping you're okay. We love and miss you, but know that you're having a wonderful experience while working out there. Things you are doing and seeing. I could have sent a voicemail message. But you know me, I would have hammed up. All for now, doll. Everyone back home sends you hugs and kisses. Love, Mum.
And look, it seems you've got some other admirers.
Hi, Uncle Mac. And do you love your Uncle Mac? How much you love Uncle Mac? This much. And should we give Uncle Mac a big kiss? We love you, Uncle Mac, and we'll see you again soon. Yeah.
Hi, Mackie, it's Anna Claire. I'm missing you loads. Wish you were here. Don't want to make you gel, but since I've been out, and I think it ain't right, can I? Keep on a phone, keep warm. That's what we're all putting.
This is the midwinter broadcast for the British Antarctic Survey bases, coming to you from the BBC World Service in London. Okay, now a message for all of you, from Director Professor Alan Roger.
Thank you. I thought I would just take this opportunity to give you a little update, some of it very sad, of course, because we had the fatal accident to David Holmes just a couple of weeks ago. However, there is much better news. I was very pleased to be able to meet with Neil Malcolm, and pleased to see what excellent progress he's making, and also Paula Bowles, with her operation in Punta Arenas, appears to be going very well as well. 2012 was a very difficult year for us all. 2013 has been a much more exciting year, though, for Bass, with the opening of the new facilities at Rother and Halley. There's been investment in the innovation centre here, and we're looking to try to develop a replacement for old Brantsfield House, and indeed a new ship. Let me just say a little bit about science, because actually that's what our business is. All of our science relies incredibly heavily on the measurements we make in Antarctica. And it is indeed the 42 people that live in Antarctica over the winters that provide that foundation. Midwinter, a time for fun. Eating fantastic meals had been planned for months. fearing those presents that the others on the station had made. But it's a very emotional time, too, thinking of the family and friends back home. Thank you for doing this fantastic job for Bass in the Antarctic. You're critically important to all that underpins our excellent science. And a great midwinter celebration, and we look forward to seeing you again in the coming summer. Alan Roger. And now for a greeting from another of your keen supporters.
Hello, all you lovely people. This is Chaz from Chaz Day. Now, you want to warm yourselves up, have a dance to this. I don't care. We come round here. Put my beer and a time ball in, and a mama sort it out. And we come round here. Here we come round here.
And of course we were. Thank you, Chaz. Now the messages for Rothera, along with Bastille and Pompeii.
This is a message for Christopher Buckstick, Ubi Rothera, Francis 286, Hexagonal. We're not playing it until you have, mainly because it's only Mum that likes it. Hope you're enjoying the midwinter celebrations. We're enjoying looking at the photos for reading your blog. Hannah says thanks for her new room. Grandad's painted it pink. Please can you bring a penguin with a wick in it for when you come home?
Soon you'll be homeward bound. Get a guitar, Gareth. Don't forget, don't go up on the trailer when you're bringing home the hay.
See you soon, and take care, loved ones.
Dad.
Laura.
Mark.
And Hannah.
Family owned addressed to Rose Dog Drew, whose blog following just grew and grew. He loved the scenery, the penguins and the ice. The Medicine Museum and sledge dog stories added spice. We knew you wanted to be a bit more polar, but never expected you to break a molar. All run the shop and frank the post. It's the abseiling enduring, though, that worries us most. And still it all sounds the most tremendous fun. Even if you seldom get to see the sun, enjoy the drumming with the winterer's band. Looking forward to your return to old England.
Hi, Rosie. Happy midwinter. Hope you're having a great day. We all miss you and look forward to seeing you next week.
Hi, Rose. Happy midwinter from all at Kangay, including little Henry, who's looking forward to seeing Susan.
This is Mrs. from Murray Sims from Steve Crampton.
Hi, Murray. Hope you and everyone enjoy the midwinter festivities.
Your mum and dad, Fiona, Andrew, Nick, Julie, Eddie and Michael, all send their love and a merry midwinter, as do my family too. Lots of love. See you later in the year.
This is the message from Mike Bryan, who's Winter Base Commander at Rothera. Hi, Mike. It's Mum. Your dad and I just want to tell you, and all the other winterers with you, that we're very proud of you and we think about you often. We hope that you're all enjoying your time down there and that you'll get some rest and relaxation when you're not working hard. All of this for a happy midwinter, and we look forward to seeing you, Mike, when you get back to Scotland next year. Big hugs, lots of love, Mum.
Hi, Mike, it's your dad. Hope all's well with you and your colleagues down there in the deep south. We're all extremely well here. We're having a good summer despite the cool weather. Garden's looking good. We're playing lots of golf, and we both even managed to get our handicaps down a bit. No doubt you'll be thinking already about next spring. When you're planning some rest and recreation, be sure to keep some days free for climbing together on Sky. Remember, 500 feet of untouched rock on a secret crag, all about mild VS. I reckon we could get our names in the new guidebook. Can't wait for it. All the best, Mike. Thinking about you a lot. Dad.
Hi, this is Sheila Brighton, Scott Brighton's mother. Hey, Scott. We are also very proud of you, have achieved son, and think about you every single day. Absolutely everyone is always asking for you. So this is so actually done here in 6 months now. Love and miss you all loads.
Hello, Sabrina. All the best wishes come from your family in Germany. We hope you have a good time in the ice world and all your dreams and ideas become true. Have a lot of fun celebrating the and the Arctic midwinter. Be sure we will be with you. Now the days become longer and the time will see us again shorter. Kind regards and smell from your grandmas. We love you, your brother John, Mom and Dad.
This message is from Sarah and all of her other friends in Plymouth. I hope you're doing well, since every day is an adventure. I'm sure by now you finally managed to find some penguins. We can't wait to hear the stories and see loads of awesome pictures. Packs and kisses from all of us, and we miss you.
This is Stella Graham with a message for Steve Dye. Happy Midwinter's Day, Steve. How's the second one, Jupiter? Enjoy the rest, fun evening. Speak to you soon. Bye. This is a message for Paul Samways. Hi, Paul. I know you're having a great time down there. It must be amazing. I'm sure your winter family will become friends for life. What a fantastic experience for you all. Dad says hi, and he hopes you're enjoying your holiday. He says that he hopes that your beers are chilled and that the pool is warm. Much love to you from Dad and Kate, and we will see you in April 2014. And as I say to the cats every day, stay safe. Much love, Mum.
This message is for Ian Redcombe, our father of Molly's family. Hi Ian, it's Mum and Dad. Hope you're enjoying all the celebrations. All misses you here and looking forward to seeing you in 2014. In the meantime, happy birthday to all and happy birthday next month. Lots of love from us all in sunny Scotland. Mum.
Dad.
Fiona.
Tom.
Mary.
Michael.
Bye.
And Welsh Rotherham based. Hip hip hooray for a fantastic New Year's Day. Love and best wishes from your family and friends in the UK. It's a fact the female population in the Antarctic is low, but is there a need for the long hair and beard? There's the rest, you know. Seals, whales, penguins and adventures abound. We're waiting patiently until you're back around. The contact is great from photos, email, blog and phone, but doesn't your dad's Facebook stalking makes you grow? Look on, Tommy.
Hello, this is Tom Ealy. Hi, Malcolm. Happy Midwinter's Day. It's a celebration for the full spring that you and your colleagues are all enjoying yourself. Know that you've been unlocking in Antarctica because you're already on your second contract here. And I look forward to seeing you next spring. Take care. Bye for now. Mum.
And we've got some email messages for you at Rotherham. Peter and Pat.
A message for Isabel Gerrard.
Rothering Winterdeath.
Our dearest Isabella, we all hope that you're enjoying your winter. This is all that you want it to be, and many memorable moments come home with you. We're all missing you and very much look forward to your safe return back to us. All our love, Hania, Christian, Alan, and Tal, Wanda, Lucy, Mark, Ursula, all the kids and little ones, Mitzi too, and most of all, Julian. Lots of hugs and kisses.
Midwinter message for Malcolm Eary. I assume my son is back at Rotherham, as I haven't heard from him since late February. This is my message. Hope you're in good health and in one piece still. Let us know what you're up to. Look forward to you taking me for a slap-up meal and a few beers this time on your return in 2014. Best of luck in the rainy and congested UK, Dad.
And I've one now for Amber Annette. Hi, Amber, and everyone else out there. Hope you're having a happy and wonderful midwinter. Thinking of you all, making it great. And love from Mum and Dad.
And for Tom Waite at Rotherham Station. Hi, sweetheart, just to say, love you loads. Hope you're enjoying the midwinter festivities and enjoyed your parcel from us. Can't wait to see you again. Love, Mum. Hope you're having a great time and enjoying the darkness. I hear they are a great band. See you soon, Dad. Don't get attached to it, Belle. I want it back. But enjoy it while you're there. Love you a long time. I don't miss you at all. I'm actually enjoying the peace and quiet. Peace out, Alice. Cool, my brother from another mother. Hope you're having an awesome time. Better not replace me. Big love, George.
Message for Steve Stout.
Hi, Steve.
Here we are again at midwinter. Seems like an eternity. Have a great day. Some pics of all the inventive prezzies. Thinking of you. Have a drink for me. Love, Mum. Hope you're having a great week. Enjoy your special day. Jenny, Simon, George and David.
And one for Thomas Shergold. From all of us in Nottingham, all the best. Carry on the good work and we'll see you in April 2014 for Alex's wedding. Lots of love, the Shergolds.
And a message for Peter Webster. Hello, Peter, from Mum and Dad. Miss you very much. Lots is happening within the family. Look forward to seeing you next year. We love to get your emails and photographs. Lots of love, Mum and Dad.
Thank you. And last, but certainly not least, some messages for Bird Island. And an appropriate track. I like Birds by the Eels.
I can't look at the rocket launch, the trophy wives of the astronauts, and I won't listen to their words, cause I like birds.
Message for Stephanie Winard. Hi, Steph. Happy Midwinter's Day to you and your friends. Have a fantastic day. Enjoy the presents. We're also proud of you and miss you. Lots of love from Dad.
Hi, Steph. It's Sheila. I miss you a lot. Hi, Steph. Missing you. Hi, Steph. It's Lisa. Hey, Steph with the pink hair. Hope you're getting yourself. See you soon. Love you. Hey, Stephanie. Missing you loads. Hope to see you.
Happy midwinter, Steph.
I hope you're having the best party today and that you're happy with your new presence and distractions.
Seeing you leave for the other side of the planet was hard.
It was a crazy jump into the unknown. But now you're nearly halfway through your post. I realise what were we worried about. We're stronger than ever, and all I can think about is spending more time with you, travelling the world. Besides, while I'm finishing off my course, I've been a grumpy old sod, so you'll be in the way, it's probably the best just now. Lots and lots of love and hugs. Love, Luke.
Hi, Craig. Hope you enjoyed the midwinter celebrations. Have a great time. We miss you, and I'm looking forward to November. Lots of love, Mum.
Hi, Craig. This is Dad. I hope the Gooners are going to get relegated next year.
This is Grandma. No, Craig. And have a lovely time at midsummer. And we look forward to November, and we're counting the days.
Hello, Craig. It's Grandad. Hope you have a nice time, and we're looking forward to having a super Christmas with you.
Hi, Craig. It's Adrian. Happy birthday. Happy Easter. Sorry, no, midwinter. Yeah, you know. Bye. Cheers, bye.
Hello, Craig. Just a minute. We can't get Noah to speak.
Noah, say hello.
Hello.
Say hiya.
No, what noise is a liar made?
Have a good time.
Hi, Craig.
I hope you have a great midwinter stay.
I can't wait for you to be back. I'll be waiting at the airport for you. You know that you're the Alice Mansion.
I love you with all my heart.
Hi, Hannah. Muffy here, sending love and best wishes and massive hugs to you this midwinter. I'm in Lynx at the moment, making sure a cat with steroid-induced gluttony received adequate sustenance. She's well and enjoying the sunshine. I miss you loads, Hannah. I'm immensely proud and I love you beyond reason. You put the colour in my life. Take care of yourself, darling. Love, Mum.
2, 3, 4.
Space awaits. Hello, Jerry from Dad.
And hello, Jerry from Mum.
Happy Midwinter.
And here's a message to his Uncle Penguin and your young nephew, Dexter.
Bye.
Nice one, Uncle Penguin. Peter, any other messages?
Yes, another one for Stephanie Winners. Warm greetings to you from all your family and friends in Blackpool and Fleetwood. We all follow your blog with interest and are very proud of the work that you're doing and the wonderful experience that you're gaining. All I can say to you is keep away from those leopard seals and remember you are the albatross assistants, not the seal assistants. Love from Mum, Paul, James, Jack, Grandma and Granddad.
And finally, did any of you know who that was at the start of the programme who said,
I do feel for you in the midwinter?
Yes, it's Stephen Fry. Bonus points for that. And he's trying his hand as a seasonal DJ.
Well, hello to everybody at the British Antarctic Survey. And here are some wise words.
Outside is playful.
And it is.
Fire is so delightful.
I hope you have one.
And since we've no place to go, let it snow, let it snow, let it snow.
Couldn't resist that. I'm not much of a DJ, but that's the best I could do. I do feel for you. Out there in the midwinter. It's midsummer here, and it's not that much warmer. Well, of course it is, but it's an easterly wind blowing in June. What you're doing is extraordinary, members of the British Antarctic Survey, and we're all incredibly proud of you, and I'm thrilled to be able to send my best wishes to you, and hope that you keep warm, keep happy, and that you're enjoying the extraordinary work you're doing. It's very, very important, and it takes such character, such guts, such commitment to do what you do. I hope also you know that from afar you're being admired by lots and lots of people, not least of all me. Much love, and happy winter.
Thank you, Stephen Fry. And before we leave you to party on into the long night, final messages from here in the studio. Peter.
Well, very warm greetings from everybody here at head office in Cambridge. We're all thinking of you and very proud of the work that you do. So, happy midwinter and all the best.
And Pat.
Yeah, I'd just like to echo what Stephen Fry said there. You know, you're all a great bunch of people. What you do is amazing. And have a great midwinter's day now and we'll see you all in a few months' time.
And from me, Martin Redfern, and all our friends here in Cambridge and at the BBC World Service in London, happy midwinter. And cheer up, the colour of the sky will soon begin to change.